mutual respect. When we speak about mutual respect, so there are certain things which we will all agree should not happen, right? We should not do something that pains our spouse. That sounds so easy. And what happens when there's a vicious argument? But we will all agree that part of mutual respect is, maybe a most elementary aspect is, we should not do something that pains the person, right? So that means if we're going to discuss her parents, if we're going to discuss her brothers that completely whacked out, that brother that no one can stand, we'll be careful how we speak about him, because mutual respect means, number one, I'm not going to do something that pains the other person. What about something that is uncomfortable for the other person? So I think that here there are different levels of discomfort. For example, some people like it cold and some people like it hot. Some people like their salad cut bigger and some people like their salad cut smaller. Some people like onions in their egg salad and some people don't. Is that critical? To some people it is. But if I respect her and it's critical to her, so then I care for what's important to her. And when we speak about not causing discomfort to the other person, so a certain element of discomfort is always going to be there in a compromise. Part of marriage is there's going to be compromise, and that means I'm not so comfortable because it's not exactly what I want, right? Marriage is going to be compromise. And compromise means it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be about what I want. So if I want to spend Shabbos at home, and my wife wants to spend Shabbos by her parents, and then we compromise and say, okay, this Shabbos by her parents, and next Shabbos at home. So a person might say, that's very uncomfortable to me. I don't want to be by her parents. And she might say, that's very uncomfortable to me. I don't want to be home. I have to do all the cooking. But compromise is always going to involve a certain amount of discomfort. So when we say, let's not cause the other party something uncomfortable, it has to be on a level that it's important to them. If it's important to them, so then I don't want to cause them discomfort. How important? I will respect that which is important to them. So there were big rabbis who went to the movies with their wife. Maybe I shouldn't say this here. There were rabbis whose wives said it was very important for them to go see a movie. And their friends went to a movie and they felt like they have to go. This goes back about 40, 50 years ago. And so there were rabbis who went with their wives to a movie because to her it was very, very important. He felt like, I have better things to do with my time. We're not talking about a filthy movie. But that's not what he would want to do with his time, but it's important to her. If it's important to her, so then he takes the time and finds the time to do it because it's important to her. So when we speak about mutual respect, respect is, I won't do something that's hurtful. I will also give importance to what the other person gives importance to. You will have to decide what you'll do on your dates. And it could be that you like eating milchiks and your wife likes eating fleishiks. You like going to a museum about Einstein and your wife likes going and going rowboating. You don't like rowing a boat, but she likes having someone row a boat for her. Okay, well, if it's important to her, again, the question is how important is it? But if it's important, then when I respect the other person, I'm going to find a way to make them happy because it's important to me. And that's, again, I'm not going on the level of loving the person, of wanting what's good for the person. Those are higher levels. I'm going on a more basic level. I respect the person. So it's important to the person, then it's important to me. I was once standing in line back when we were living here in Kiryat Moshe, and the guy in front of me, there was a rabbi in front of me in line, and he says to me, can you save my spot? I forgot something. I said, fine, save the spot. A second later, he shows up with the most expensive chocolate ice cream in the store. And he had ice cream in his cart. So I didn't say anything. He looks at me and smiles and says, there's ice cream, and then there's ice cream for the wife. It's two different things. And that was an interesting line. You know, he knew what his wife liked. He knew this was ice cream that this is what would make her Shabbos. So even though he had a different ice cream in the cart for himself and the kids, but he suddenly thought to himself, wait, she wants something else. I'm going to go get what she wants. So you'd ask him, he wouldn't have wasted the money on that. But it's important to her, so it's not a waste of money. So when we speak about mutual respect, what we've covered so far is, I'm not going to do something hurtful, and I will take seriously what the other person finds important. In the realm of not doing something hurtful, I want to mention one point, which we'll expand on Bezrat Hashem next week, and that is the idea of making jokes at someone else's expense. Very often people are very comfortable making jokes and commenting about marriage, how lousy it is. There are all kinds of wonderful jokes about marriage, really funny jokes that you shouldn't tell over. And you shouldn't laugh at when your wife is there. Because it's we will discuss it at greater length with Hashem next week. But this is, when we say not doing something hurtful, it will also include humor. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem.